on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
What is easier to raise, a boy or a girl? The reason we asked this, there's a video I saw on TikTok, and I'm going to set the scene for you here, okay? It's two kids riding in the back of the seat, back of the car, and there's a boy and there's a girl. And the parents turn to the kids and they're like basically asking them the question of how they feel about riding in the car. Mm-hmm. And the title, by the way, there's a subtitle. It says the difference between boy and girl children. And listen to their reaction about what it's like to ride in the car. Listen.
I hate peeing in this car.
Why? What's wrong?
Because there's no games and no toys and no snacks, no drinks, and nothing to do. I hate this car.
Mia.
What do you think, Michael?
Good.
He's just like, good, fine. And the girl's like, hey, listen, I need this. There's no games, no cars, no snacks. And the boy's like, good, fine.
And Mia is so valid for that.
Right. So like, as I'm watching this, I'm like, they're having two totally different experiences. and it same reality, different experiences, you know? So as I'm watching that video, I'm like, damn, as a parent, I don't know which one would be harder. Because keep in mind, these kids are probably, I'm so bad at kids' ages, they're probably, I don't know, 5-6 years old-ish. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, at that age, they got a lot of emotions, right?
Of course.
Got a lot of emotions they're dealing with. They're riding the backseat of the car. There's no toys. There's no games. There's no drinks. There's a lot of things to be upset about, right?
Yeah.
But you got to think about like the whole spectrum of childhood. That's just one age group they got to deal with. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk to you this morning of what is easier to raise, a boy or a girl? Because if I think through the spectrum of what I'd rather have, I think through the course of time, I think I'd rather have a boy. The course of the easiness would rather be a boy. Now, I'm looking at my own family dynamics, right? Mm. We were two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I know I can have a flair of the dramatics, right? I wasn't the easiest a boy, okay? I wasn't the easiest boy. But I look at my sister. Now, my sister, pretty easy baby, okay? Mm. Pretty easy kid. But the second that she turned a teenager, yo, she was just, I mean, her nickname is Dramaggie. Her name is Maggie. We call her Dramaggie.
I love it.
Because that is one dramatic son of a gun. Right?
Yeah.
Like her teenage years really got amped up. Mm. So if I look at my sister's life and then I look at my life. Now, I've got a flair of the dramatics, but it stayed pretty even keeled. Like it was just pretty, like I wasn't that bad of a teenager. I would have rather raised me than my sister, hands down. Like that was just it. Like, yeah, I was kind of a pain in the ass, but like me, Anzi, me, no. Me over my sister, 100%. My brother was just kind of easy peasy. So if I look at the spectrum of my kids, my family, absolutely, I would want to raise us, the boys, over the girls. If you had a choice, though, Charlotte, like, would you want to raise a boy or a girl? And which one would you think would be easier?
I definitely want to raise a girl just because I understand girls better. Like, I'm from a girl household.
That's true, but you have experience with boys.
I didn't grow up with a boy.
You think a girl would be easier, though? Like, which one is easier to raise?
For me.
Because
I understand how the female brain works.
You look at a boy like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like if a little boy came in my house like throwing dirt. Mud and like bringing in bugs, I would be like, absolutely not.
Can you imagine the first time?
Like, I'd much rather deal, and I mean, these are just gender stereotypes, but like,
stereotypes alone here.
Yeah, I'd much rather deal with a little girl, you know, being like, you know, let's draw in crayon on the wall versus like, here, mom, look at my pet centipede.
Bro, can you imagine? So like, let's talk about this with you. Because some of you guys have both. And like, you're able to kind of decipher this a little bit better for us. Like, what's easier to raise? A boy or a girl, and why? Let's talk to Vicky over in Towson. What's up, Vicky? Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I mean, what's easier to raise, a boy or a girl?
A boy.
And why?
A boy, you just kind of have to keep alive and make sure they don't, like, break bones. Girls are full of drama. They have a lot of emotions. They don't take no for an answer as well as the boys do.
I would think that, honestly, as I'm deducing, and we're going on just regular stereotypes here. Obviously, every kid's going to be a little bit different here.
Absolutely.
But I would think that would be the case. Again, I'm looking at my family alone, and I'm not saying I'm not full of drama.
I was definitely
full of drama, y'all.
You're so dramatic.
But if I look at my family alone, that had to be kind of be the case. Also, don't get me wrong. My mom absolutely had to keep me alive at all times.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't a week that didn't go by where I was like just a second away from death. I wasn't a second just doing the dumbest thing.
I was going to say, I do feel with boys, it's like no small thing to keep them alive, though. Like, y'all will be out here being like, let's like be on the four-wheeler doing backflips. And it's like, what?
Just the stupidest things. Wait, so Vicky, do you have both genders, or what are your kids?
I do. I have two boys and then I have a girl.
Okay, so like what kind of situations have you had to save your kids from, your boys from?
So one time I went outside because I knew they were outside playing, and I had gone inside, and I came back outside, and they had decided to climb on the roof of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And just I was like, not a good idea,
just
boys.
For no reason.
Not a good idea.
Meanwhile, your daughter's inside just being a smidge dramatic, but nice and safe. Never have to worry about that. Never have to worry about that.
Yeah, no. She's very safe. Yes, for sure. Safety, you do not have to worry about. But the drama, and then the drama when they get into school, and with the other girls, and it's like,
it's high.
Wow.
Yeah. So between the two.
And girls can be mean. Boys are not mean like the girls can be mean.
See, and that's the difference you got to deal with. Okay. It's good to hear. Thank you for calling us. Let me talk to, this is Cheryl over in Catonsville. What's up, Cheryl? Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. I mean, what's easier to raise, a boy or a girl?
Okay. Now, personally, I've raised three girls.
Okay.
And they go through that difficult age, you know, between 10 and 25.
Okay. That's a long phase.
It's a phase where, you know, everything's the end of the world, and girls are just mean to each other.
Okay.
But as a teacher, I have helped raise boys and girls, and the scientific fact of it is, with girls, you have to worry about all the penises, and with boys, you just have to worry about one penis.
Okay, that is very okay. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Do I understand?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Explain that to Charlotte.
Okay, so if you have a daughter, every penis is trying to get in. And if you have a boy, you just have to worry about his one penis not getting in anything else.
It's very true.
Oh, so in terms of like unexpected teenage pregnancy concerns.
Things like that.
Yes.
I mean,
So when it comes down to it, you would way rather, in your terms, be concerned with having to deal with one.
I do love having all daughters, and once they get to 25, they're so apologetic, and they're like, I am so sorry I treated you bad. I don't know what the hell was going on. I love you, Mom. And that's nice, too.
It's just a rough 15-year stretch there you got to deal with.
Yeah, that little rough patch.
But
yeah.
if you can get through those 15 years, though, you're telling me it's all smooth sailing.
Exactly.
It's all fine.
It's so true. It's like when you're a little girl, you're like so close with your mom. And then when you're a teenager, you guys kind of grow apart. And then I agree. It's around this age, like you do get that kind of beautiful relationship back with your mom.
It's that decade and a half. Other than that, though, it's totally fine. Okay, it's good to hear. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I mean, eloquently said, too, from the teacher. We got to take that word from them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.